And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who doesn't want me to buy a new cord for the show because the $15 could be spent better elsewhere, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
I stand by that. Joe wants to buy a shorter cord for his mic.
Look at this.
I get it. It's very long.
It's a very long cord, listeners. But what?
If the frequency of this podcast hasn't made it crystal clear, we are not consistently employed.
I was thinking that, too. The fact that we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, although with our jobs, quote unquote, what we do for a living, it's sporadic anyway.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like,
that'd be a good way for people who don't like the podcast to get us to not do
it. Hire us for jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't think that's what I want to
spend the money on. Okay. All right. Well, down the line, our goal, you know, we've got a we're only looking about 2 years into the future with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not doing a 10-year plan or anything.
Do a lot of podcasts have 10-year plans?
I feel like the good ones do.
Wow.
You know, they have like a line of, you know, if the podcaster were to die or disappear, who would take their place and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we have
like a podcasting will?
Yeah, or a line of succession.
Or a line of success. That's what we could use.
Oh, we could use a little bit of success, couldn't we? Well, the point is I've got this nest here of wires that we will continue to use.
I think I can help with that.
All right. Molly has taken on the wire wrangling job.
And then I get to spend that $15.
No. We'll split it. We each get $7.50. So I'll buy a 2-foot cord.
Okay.
That'll be too short. And I'll have to be like this the whole time. That was me leaning in, listeners. So it's okay that we haven't gotten to sports today.
Okay.
You know, it's only 2 minutes in. And
yeah, I don't think anyone was saying
I'm just
anything.
Saying it's called the sports widow.
You just got defensive for no reason.
Well, I'll be honest.
Oh.
Right before we started taping, there was a lot of bickering. A lot of bickering on both parts.
Yeah.
Facebook doesn't seem to be doing as much work for us right now.
Now they're just saying they're building an audience for us.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
Point is, there was a lot of bickering, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's the best part of the show.
I don't know. Here and there, yes, but I don't think people love hearing people bicker.
That's tough for me to hear. Because there's a few things I like more than bickering.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Don't you think I'd be a good member of parliament in England?
For so many reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bickering being the most. Oof, that was a...
Wow. You're going to have to work on that.
But I'm usually pretty good with a clever retort that has nothing to do with the topic. So.
Retort reform?
Oh, wow. So inside, Maul. That was very good.
Thanks.
What is tort reform?
Tort reform.
Is that about lobbying?
No, I think it's a legal thing.
Okay.
I think it has to do... I don't know.
Yeah.
This isn't legal widow.
No, it's not. It's sports widow, but there's no... I mean, let's face it. There's no sports...
I think
it
has to do with law changes. Either law changes or court-related proceedings.
I understand.
Yeah.
Good explanation. So we are in the midst of, again...
Or it's my British bakery that specializes in torts.
Torts. Mm.
Yeah. But they're done in a different way than you might expect.
Oh, unusual torts. Savory, perhaps?
Mm.
The British... do tend to love savory baking goods. We're fans
of the British baking show, the Great British Baking Show.
Even the mediocre British baking show.
It's a good show. It's a nice break from American reality shows in that there's no forced drama.
Right.
It's just normal people who,
of course,
like,
America has co-opted it.
Yeah, but even then, there's not really. They do a fairly good job of keeping the unnecessary drama out
they
of do. It. But the British version, like, it's always like your challenge is to make 2 meat tarts or something like that.
Each pie must contain 4 different meats.
2 must be wild game.
Yeah.
So everyone's making like a venison boar, chutney.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you got to look at what they have to go with in England there. I mean, although they've been a world power and were able to import stuff from around the world,
but
England
itself
is kind of, you know, it's like living in Maine, which is plenty of, you know, plenty of wildlife there, but you don't have the diversity
Right.
Or the space of like the United States where you could just get everything. We're very lucky to live here in the U.S.
I think,
just so you know, at least for now.
I think they have to import a lot of that stuff and it makes it expensive, like produce and things. So they're,
produce.
They're, a lot of it is nut based.
Yeah. A lot of their food is nut based because nuts travel well. And it's like Hawaii.
Yes, I think Hawaii is a more extreme example.
Certainly. Although perhaps more fertile soil, but then again, only native species can grow there.
Right.
It's not like you're getting potatoes in Hawaii, although now you probably can.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Today we're going to talk more about kind of world trade. That would be okay. It actually, that's an. We'll talk a little bit about sports, or more so the lack of them, in a minute. But this kind of ties in, and the fact that sports is not doing its job right now.
Yeah,
which is to distract us from the horrors of the real world.
It's. I'm glad you bring that up because I actually just noticed this morning. Every morning, usually our daughter wakes up, and after she is ready for school, we let her watch a little TV before she goes. But then as soon as she leaves, we turn it over to, CNN or MSNBC or something.
Or Fox News, depending on who you are.
Right. It's just, we've become very accustomed to it being on and just kind of getting sucked into it for a long time. And this morning, Joe, I took a shower and I came out and Joe had turned it to sports and very similar to this, not even like, certainly not a game, but like a televised radio show or something.
Mike,
my least favorite sports show.
Which is exactly what this is,
What this is. But they have less of a flair for the camera.
It's true.
Yeah. And I was so relieved, as much as I don't like that show, I was so happy that it was on. And it reminded me like, oh, that's what we used to have on all the time is sports.
Right.
And as much as I was not into it, it was a nice...
You never feel like when you're watching SportsCenter, they're going to break in and go, breaking news, missiles
Something
launched
awful.
At the United States. Like that doesn't happen. And now I don't know that that's going to happen. And there's some fun. There's so much news that, like, fun. I'm going to say fun. But like, for example, the half-brother of the North Korean dictator.
Oh, yeah. This is fun.
It's not poisoned. But it's poisoned in an airport by two women with, like, a chemical spray or something. Mm. Like, you know, espionage-type, super-duper spy story stuff. Exciting. Not for him exciting, but for the viewer. But that gets swallowed up amidst all the other crap going on. But that means, so what are the sports people doing? Not much.
The sports people like
the radio show we're watching.
Yeah.
Like there's four ESPNs. There's two or three Fox News sports channels, CBS Sport. Like there are, we all know there's more out there than you need.
Yeah.
And what the heck are they doing to fill content?
Right.
Because we want to steal that stuff and do it to fill our content or at least make fun of them.
Yeah.
And I was watching a little bit of sports this morning to get usually before we tape, I listen to a couple of podcasts myself, which I've mentioned before. The Tony Kornheiser podcast, TK podcast. Big fan. I'm a little. Are you a little, Mo?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, then that's a no.
Okay.
And the Dan Le Batard podcast. I listen to that as well. That's fun with Stu Gatz. In fact, our daughter has recognized his name. And she'll go, that's Stu Gatz.
Oh, no.
And that's not his real name, but I'm not going to tell her that.
Oh.
So they're talking about bull crap too. Right now it is spring training, pitchers and catchers reporting. Have you ever heard that term, pitchers and catchers reporting?
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
That the pitchers and catchers report, but the other positions do not.
Right. Now, why do you think that is?
They need more time.
Very good.
Do they?
And you can't just have the pitchers or catchers show up.
No.
Useless.
They rely on each other.
Do you know what the pitcher and catcher are called in baseball? There's a term for the pitcher-catcher combination.
Would I be able to guess this?
Yes. And I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
We need to purchase this item.
Short cord.
Not a bad guess, really. The short cord.
Okay, hold on. We need to purchase this item.
Yeah. You mentioned it to me in the last week. You noticed
something that we need to buy.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies?
It's on sale. You didn't buy Rice
Mangoes?
Krispies, by the way. No.
You told me we had more.
No, I said we didn't have more.
That's not what I heard. I don't know.
Battery. the battery.
Oh, okay.
You know, because that's what makes the battery.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd never, ever heard that before.
So now we've learned something, a little sports knowledge. Not always getting that on the show, but...
I would say, especially if you're not a typical sports fan, that's a deep cut of knowledge.
Oh,
you throw
battery?
That into a conversation.
Say they're one of the best batteries in baseball.
Yeah.
And the other person will be like, what? Unless
because
it's me.
Because people who aren't big baseball fans or even moderate baseball fans may not know this, but sometimes there are specific catchers.
Yeah.
Who like whenever this pitcher comes in,
yes,
they're
going to
bring
catchers.
In this catcher.
For a long time, Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers had a personal catcher, and they traded him.
Mm.
That wasn't very nice. Also, knuckleball pitchers often have their own catcher because knuckleballs are apparently very difficult to catch. And again, if anyone out there can teach me an effective knuckleball.
Remember, because we need jobs.
Yeah.
That's his job.
That's it. That's the last chance to be a professional athlete for me. Knuckleball pitcher. Or what was I doing the other day, Mal?
You were punting.
Nope.
Kicking.
Yes. I was practicing my kicking form in the living room.
We can put that video up.
Do you have that?
Oh, yeah, I took a video of you.
Okay, so I was practicing my kicking form, and Molly videotaped a little bit.
I videotaped it. I got out our VHS tape in this big.
She digitally recorded it. I like the banter is good for the show, at least for me. Makes me feel good about
but
the show.
Like
the arguing.
Yeah.
Over $15, kind of petty.
Well, let's not bring it back up.
And I again, of the several regrets, I'm not Frank Sinatra.
Oh, uh-huh.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to matter.
Okay.
I have regrets, and
more?
They mattered. Well, my regrets have mattered.
Oh, like what?
I mean, we could get into
no,
it.
No, but
you know,
sports.
But like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Not learning to throw a knuckleball?
Yeah, not following through on something, maybe being a kicker. I think I could have been a good kicker, left-footed. Hmm. Not that that helps necessarily, but sometimes it's a little different. Bill Belichick, for example, usually gets left-footed punters because the ball spins differently.
Okay, here's a great question. What's the difference between a punt and a kick?
Okay.
So you're talking a kick like a field goal kick?
Yeah, and I think I can demonstrate here a little bit in the background.
Oh, this is going to be so good when you hurt your...
Okay, there was a technical problem, and none of the kicking portion is on the audio.
Everyone's going to think you died trying to do the kick.
Well, because you were like, I can't wait to see you hurt your... And then it cuts out. So now we're back. So what happened, folks, is you missed the kicking portion, but that was mostly physical. So for you listeners...
It really works out perfectly.
I guess it was a happy accident, as Bob Ross would say.
If you want to... catch up on that, go to the Sports Widow page on Facebook and you can watch it.
Yes, and watch about minute 10 to minute 13 and you'll catch everything you missed on the recording.
Yes.
My glasses, I got new glasses. We talked about it. We did a video a while ago. They just keep getting loose. I like the glasses, but they're not. My old glasses were Ray-Bans.
Oh, here we go.
High quality brand. I had those glasses for like 10 years.
Yes.
I went through two sets of lenses. I got lenses, new lenses put in for a new prescription.
We know what two sets of lenses means.
I thought people might think I had like,
on top of each other.
A Jimmy Page double guitar. I could go up and down sunglasses. Imagine that, like sunglasses and then up. I guess they have the flip glasses.
Yeah. Well,
but I mean like two sets of glasses
right.
And you'd have.
I got it.
That'd be dumb.
Okay.
Point is, these keep getting loose. Real, real.
What do you think? Like on the sides?
I don't know if it's on the sides or what, but the woman who I went back to have them adjusted, and she's like, and it's cracking, and I'm like, you're going to break those, but it didn't.
Well, I think you have to go back.
I do. Okay. I got to go back to Costco for that.
Brought to you by Costco. Don't buy their glasses.
Yeah, well, you know, their glasses, it was a good deal on the glasses, I suppose.
So today is the first day of spring training.
It is.
The battery is reporting.
That's right. The batteries are reporting, and I've never been to a spring training. You have been.
I have. Yes.
A few years ago. We talked about that a little bit.
Surprise, Arizona.
And that's one of the things, too. It used to be all the teams would do spring training in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then teams started moving to Arizona a little bit, especially the West Coast teams, obviously, and that makes sense, less travel.
The Cubs used to have their spring training on Catalina Island.
That's right, right out here in California. It was just the Cubs and the Buffaloes. And the Buffaloes were not a team.
And they created salad dressing there. Catalina dressing. It's like French dressing, which is like Russian dressing. Never heard of it?
Freedom dressing?
Oh, my God.
I call it freedom dressing. Mm. So Catalina dressing, Russian dressing, and French dressing are all the same?
They're all very similar. Back me up, anyone who wants to chime in. They all seem to have... They're all reddish.
They all have something to do with Napoleon, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know if Catalina.
Yeah.
Wasn't he deposed to an island, like Catalina Island?
Uh-huh. He took that same boat.
Well, there could have been another Catalina Island, like off the coast of Africa or something.
Sure.
I know Napoleon was exiled.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where. We went and we saw his tomb.
We did.
The
Paris.
Biggest tomb, I guess, other than maybe the pyramids.
Sure.
Seems to be the biggest tomb I've ever seen.
Now, don't the pyramids just hold grain?
Who thought
Ben
that?
Ben Carson.
Oh, God. And that's the head of housing.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So it's just going to build grain
more
silos.
Grain structures.
Yeah. People need to live in grain silos, like the Egyptians did.
Ah!
Yeah. Back to sports. So, yeah, I'd love to go to spring training.
I would love to also. I feel like someday, we don't have jobs.
No.
That would be a really fun, you know, spring break type of trip, especially to go to Arizona. You know, we could drive there.
We could. We could easily drive there and see some games. That would be fun.
I was really surprised when I went, and I know I've talked about this in one of our olden days podcasts, of how nice the fields were. Like, I was honestly expecting, like, public park.
Sure.
You know, like, sitting on bleachers type of thing. And they're really not. I mean, they're like, miniature versions of really... They're not, like, nice
minor league parks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that's because it's become a, you know, it's big business. They get a lot of people down there, and those towns do great for the month of spring training. And then you know, everybody goes their own way. And sometimes they still keep some of the rookies there. And so the camp goes on while the major leaguers are playing and on and on. But, yeah, I'd like to go. Unfortunately, the Yankees are in Florida.
Right.
So.
Further.
Yeah. But for a fan of a team, that's got to be, you know, experience of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because you're meeting. Because also all these teams bring back all their old players. So that's where you can meet kind of the heroes of your youth.
Like Steve Buscemi.
Steve
and I almost got to meet Nolan Ryan that day.
Oh,
he was not available during the window that I was there.
That sucks.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But that didn't pan out.
He's a unicorn.
What?
He's a unicorn.
What does that mean, Joe?
Okay, in the sports terminology, a lot of sports, a unicorn is kind of like an outlier, a one of a kind.
Okay.
I've previously mentioned Kristaps Porzingis, a 7'3". Latvian white dude who plays like Kevin Garnett with a better outside shot.
Okay.
I mean, that's a unicorn. You don't see that much.
And is that a common sports term that people use?
Unicorn?
Yeah.
Coming into play. It's new.
Are you trying to start it?
Nope. Somebody started it before me about Porzingis. So I'm saying, you know, Nolan Ryan pitched till he was 45.
Yeah.
Probably without any juice.
Yeah. I got to see him pitch.
Amazing.
Yeah. We have a, I want to just update.
Rick Barry, unicorn. You know why?
No.
Threw free throws, granny style, underhanded.
Oh, nice. You're a big proponent of that.
I am.
Yeah. This just in.
Whoa.
From our sister-in-law, Megan has looked up, our dressing question.
Oh, great.
There is a variant called Catalina French, which is a spicier, deeper red color and a little sweet. Another variant is Russian, which is darker red-orange and sweeter still.
Wow. We'll all be drinking Russian soon.
So there is a subtle difference between these types of dressing, but I think they come from a common, you know, there's like ranch and peppercorn ranch and Parmesan ranch and buffalo ranch. So it's, you know.
Yeah. I'm considering a change, not for today, but having you wear the headphones one day. And let me tell you why. We listen to a podcast, the Tony Kornheiser podcast. And what is your biggest?
The sound is inconsistent.
Right. And part of it, I think, is because the mics, if you just go off the mic a little bit,
it
comes out.
Then maybe I should hold it rather than have it on the stand.
Maybe.
Because I can't turn my head then to look at you very much.
I understand.
Okay, so I apologize to all of our listeners.
Don't get defensive.
Okay.
Although, again, the argument is good for radio. We're just not on radio. So, watching the other sports channels, they get desperate. A lot of birthdays. Any athlete whose birthday is, they celebrate. So, and then they do stuff like, for example, today was the 45th birthday of Jaromir Jagr.
What?
Jaromir Jagr is a, I was going to say tennis player because it sounds like it, but he's a hockey player.
Oh.
He's a great, he'll be in the Hall of Fame, and he's still playing, 45. But he has a huge mullet, always has. So then they're putting this mullet on other people's heads.
Oh, that sounds like a good way to kill an hour.
Yeah. that's exactly. They're putting his mullet on ESPN personality heads.
Wow.
So that's what they have to do. And that's why we have to argue a little bit to fill the time. Also, it's time for the mock drafts in the NFL.
Oh, I thought you meant right now.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
We'll do our mock draft never.
Good.
Mel Kiper, who at times...
Looks like you.
When my hair grows in and gets puffy and goes and is really back, so the... You know,
get some volume, some height.
And also so that whatever level of hair receding I've had really shows up.
Through.
Get some scalp. And that's this is his time to shine.
Yeah.
Because he for years has been evaluating players even before it was a popular thing on TV. He put out a newsletter in the 70s.
Wow.
He would look at
like a mimeographed
stuff.
Newsletter.
Yes, probably mimeographed, probably warm when it came out. And he's turned it into a cottage industry, and now other people are doing it, and he's making a lot of money. But it's, again, so little sports news, and it's so early for that he also did his Bachelor rankings, because he's a big fan of The Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah. So he did that as well.
He's an enigma. He's a unicorn.
He is a unicorn. Well, and he's a... There's other terms that people use, too, like he created the mold. And then other people have filled in, but he was the first, the original.
Mold maker.
Mm. Yeah. Other sports / non-sports news is that the NBA All-Star Game is coming up.
Great.
The NBA gets a week off for their All-Star Game. No, then that doesn't happen in other sports. And you know why that is?
I don't know.
Strong union.
Oh. Well, baseball gets several days.
3 days.
That's it? Okay.
No, 4 days. I'm sorry. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. A couple teams play on Thursday.
Okay. Football doesn't really count because they do it after the season,
basically. And like half the players,
Is there a hockey All-Star game?
There is. That was a couple weeks ago. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was really into it.
Yeah, I could see. So, but basketball, because they have such a strong union, gets a week off.
Good for them.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
You don't want too much time off,
Well, and some basketball players, for example, LeBron James. So Professor LeBron James, as our daughter has referred to herself at times. I'm Professor LeBron James. She said just out of nowhere before. But he makes maybe like 30 something million.
Sure.
That's the most he can make. Uh-huh. But his value to the team is probably around $100 million.
Okay.
In what he brings for wins and crowd and playoff games and extra.
Yeah.
But he can't get paid by the team as much as he is worth.
Oh, God.
Vastly
what does he
underpaid.
Do?
Well, he gets, sneaker deals for $500 million.
Thank God.
I'm
Poor
just
guy.
Saying, again.
What's
yes.
your point here?
Well, my point is, yes, we yell at them for making so much money.
I don't.
Okay. Well, you were kind of...
No, I don't... I don't... They do make a lot of money.
Right.
But they deserve it. The same way actors, it's ridiculous the amount of money that an athlete gets for playing a game or that an actor gets for, being an actor.
Right.
But when you look at the whole pie, that's the piece they deserve. Right.
When the movie makes $1.5 billion and the producers are getting, $1.4 billion.
And people are going because of,
that
Brad
person.
Pitt's
right.
face or whatever, then,
it's worth
then
it,
of
yeah.
course, it's sick. It's awful.
It
like,
is. Although actors can act for, the sports leagues have these kind of collectively bargained
caps. Yes.
Yes. Actors don't have to do that. The other weird thing, though, with actors versus, and this is something I love because I always wanted to be an athlete, had to settle for being an actor, probably equally talented at both. But at least I can have a career as an actor because...
When will it start?
This is it. But the point is, one thing I love about athletes is if you have a tryout of athletes to play basketball, you'll have a pretty generally good idea of where they stand after that tryout of watching them play basketball.
Right.
If you watch people do comedy or people are so subjective,
yeah.
That's why you see a bunch of people who are... limited in talent, if having
if
talent
at all. Yeah.
And just watch for their last names and see if there's like a big producer who has that last name from 20 years ago, too. You'd be surprised how often it happens. But that's why in acting, you get a lot of untalented people making money, and you get a lot of really talented people not making enough money.
Hmm.
I won't say who I'm thinking of there. But that's something I hate about that biz. It's the subjectivity.
Yeah.
And
sure.
If I could have been a pro athlete, I would have.
And actually, I would say that there are probably more jobs that rely on subjectivity than objectivity. Even like, you know, any job that you have to interview for, you've automatically got some
subjectivity
at play.
And that's why so many people are bad at their jobs, because so many people are bad at hiring people.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is. They hire people because people flatter them.
But also, an interview and an application process, you're just seeing them. You're not seeing them do their job.
Right.
So it's until you get into practice.
Right.
Whereas if you have basketball tryouts, you're going to watch people play basketball and say, he's good at playing basketball.
Right.
You
right.
may now play basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harder to
luck to quantify
that.
Yeah. Yes. I guess you could give somebody a spreadsheet and say, get me this back. Or writing is something where you turn in a writing sample or whatever. But again,
even writing
subjective.
Is subjective.
It is.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, and I've found this to be the case, and maybe I'm making an excuse, but I think a lot of times, not in acting so much, but in the real world, people surround themselves with people less talented than them so that those people do not jump them.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe. Did you surround yourself with me for that reason?
No, not in relationships, hopefully. People don't do that. Maybe some do. I would think our president doesn't look for a woman necessarily who's going to dazzle him with her intellect.
No.
I think he's probably threatened by that. I am not. I need stimulus, as you know, Maul.
Uh-huh.
That's why I need a lady who can be smart and funny.
Okay.
So keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah, again, I think in a lot of jobs, people who make decisions and who they hire don't necessarily want to hire the most ambitious, best person because they fear for their own job.
Maybe. I think that depends on the type of person.
True.
You know?
And I'm basing that on a lot of my own personal
experiences. And I think that the best boss or whoever surrounds themselves with good people.
Because they have confidence.
I heard this recently. Again, hard not to get into politics, but regarding like Trump's cabinet picks, I had never really heard this, but this generalization of like Republicans surround them like that exactly of they surround themselves with. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, they don't want to be threatened. No, no, no. Look at now. Lincoln was a Republican, but he surrounded himself with the smartest people, whether or not they agreed with him.
Yes.
Now I've read stuff about, you know, during the Vietnam era, they brought in a lot of really smart people, but they weren't experienced people in that field. And so they ran into some trouble with that, where theoretical things don't always play out in the practical stage.
Yes.
But, I don't want to generalize Republicans or Democrats one way or the other, but I feel like when someone is insecure, they are more likely to surround themselves.
Yes, it's a personality thing more than a...
Whereas if you're secure in your own abilities, you're willing to take... other people's ideas that may not be the same as yours,
right?
And either defend your own or be convinced of theirs.
Yes, it's not a good sign if you only want to surround yourself by people who say yes to you all the
time. Exactly. Which is why I'd be good for any job, because that's not something I ever do.
Even if you agree, you find a way to say no to it.
Well, there's always something to disagree with.
Sure.
All right. We went long.
Yeah, for no sports, we went long.
Especially considering that 2 minutes of the audio is out of here.
Yeah.
For you folks listening, you didn't miss anything. It was just me kicking and Molly talking about it.
Check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, the seeing of it might be interesting.
So go to our page on Facebook, Sports Widow. Like it. Follow it.
Because starting in March, we're going to be broadcasting from the Sports Widow page and not from our own Facebook pages.
Yes.
Also, and more importantly, you can, because you're probably in your car sometimes and you can't watch or else you'll crash.
Please don't.
And die, and then we won't have a listener
or
watcher. So please subscribe to us on iTunes as well, Sports Widow Podcast. That's the important one. That's where we get our millions of dollars from.
Oh, right. Yes.
And again, you can also, we sometimes share stuff on Twitter, which is the Sports Widow show on Twitter. So do all those things in your free time, and we'll be back on Friday. And for those of you looking for our Wednesday, our Sports Window segment, it's not going to be every week. because it's about that window back there, and I have to do some shit to clean that up so that there's something to show you.
Also, we're recording earlier in the morning, and the light is kind of weird.
It is.
That I don't know that it would be
a good thing.
We're not trying to make excuses. No. Sports window will be back when we decide.
When there's
time.
Something good.
Yeah.
So for you listeners, you heard everything to do. Go do that, and we'll catch you on Friday.